Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey, what's going on, AppleVis community? I'm Mike Malarcy. Now, for those of you that use Facebook, you probably use that little messenger app, and I'd go out on a limb to say that you probably found some uses for it. I know that I certainly have. And now, what's better than a useful messenger app to keep you in touch with your friends? Really, the only way to improve it? To add a way to not only send voice messages, which is already there, but to change your voice to sound ridiculous at the same time. This app is called FlipLip, and F-L-I-P-L-I-P, and it does exactly what I said. And, well, little caveat, it does video as well. It's not just an audio thing. It sends a video, but it has some filters that you can throw in there to make your voice sound a little more exciting if you're like me and have a kind of boring voice. Now, it's a little bit weird setting it up at first. Most of the buttons aren't labeled. It's actually kind of terribly done, but it's still usable. So that's why we're talking about it today. While it is annoying to use and kind of confusing to set up at first, once you get the hang of it, it's fine. So go ahead and install it. It's totally free. And go through the process of giving it permission to use your camera and your mic, all that fun stuff. And what I did is the first time I had to go through it all, I actually had to force quit the app to get to the, I guess, generic home screen. The screen that you first see when you launch it. And once I did that, I could get it to work. So let's go ahead and open up FlipLip, and I will show you how to do this.
FlipLip. Double tap. FlipLip. Icon menu. Button.
Okay, so we have some menus here.
Icon menu. Button.
Two menus, to be exact. And this one on the right, when I open it up, there's a bunch of unlabeled stuff, and I've clicked around twice, and it's opened the App Store to show me some other Facebook Messenger compatible app. If you're into that kind of thing, you can go and look through those and see what else you can stumble upon. But for this recording, we're just going to focus on what FlipLip does.
Mic camera flip button.
Okay, we have the camera flip button. I'll give you one guess. It flips your camera. By default, it's the front-facing camera. If you want, you can show the back-facing camera.
Swipe for faces greater than.
This obviously is a visual thing. Now, what I've been able to sort of piece together is that if you could see this and actually flip through the faces, you could put, you can make yourself look like a king, like it'll put a little crown on you, or whatever, fill in the blank, a robot, stuff like that. All these kind of filters that are built in, but it's all visual, and that is an aspect I can't get to work. So we're going to go ahead and skip it.
Helium. Macho. Princess. Zeus. Rocco. Chipmunk.
All of these here.
Echo. Robot. Cyborg. Gadget. Normal. Progress. 0%.
Are. Okay, progress. Those are all the different filters. Those are all the different voices, I guess you could say, that we have the ability to use here. So the way that you want to do this, and let me just mention, I've been most successful by flicking. Explore by Touch, not the best, but I guess you can do that if you really want to. Flicking has been the easiest. But, okay, bottom of your phone toward the middle.
BGN Talk. Button.
You have this talk button. So if we want to record, which we are going to do it here in a second, you're going to double tap with one finger and hold. You'll hear a little pass-through sound and then start talking. Now, the weird part is there's no tone, there's no cue when it actually starts. So there have been videos that I have sent to people that it cut off the first couple words or something like that because it's weird. Sometimes it starts right off the bat, and I sit there with about 4 seconds of silence, and then I go. Other times, it cuts off the very first part of my sentence. So you might get some weird quirks like that. But again, this is kind of fun, and I'm just going to show you what it does. So again, I've got my voiceover focus on that talk button. Let's go ahead, and with one finger, double tap and hold. Hey, what's going on? I'm recording a podcast, and this is going to be super awesome. I'm going to send you the link to it when it's done on AppleVis. So stay tuned.
Hey, what's going on? I'm recording a podcast, and this is going to be super awesome. I'm going to send you the link to it when it's done on AppleVis. So stay tuned.
All right, so you can hear that it basically picked the voice that I last used. But if we flick back to the left, we'll go ahead. I don't remember which one that was. We'll just hit Princess and see what happens.
Princess.
Hey, what's going on? I'm recording a podcast, and this is going to be super awesome. I'm going to send you the link to it when it's done on AppleVis. So stay tuned.
Zeus.
Last one.
Princess.
I'll just show you. I usually do this one. This one's my favorite.
Macho.
Hey, what's going on? I'm recording a podcast, and this is going to be super awesome. I'm going to send you the link to it when it's done on AppleVis. So stay tuned.
So basically, once you find the voice that you want to use, if you touch at the toward the bottom in the middle, again, right where that talk button was,
button,
you have button. And that button right there in the middle will take you straight to Facebook Messenger to send this out. You also have
BTN close button,
basically a cancel button,
BTN export
and
button.
Export. So if you wanted to send it somewhere else, you can do that. I've found some of these over on YouTube, so apparently you can share them there as well.
BTN button.
If you're like me, though, you prefer to annoy your family and friends
button.
With Facebook Messenger. So we'll just click this unlabeled button.
Messenger. Messenger. Cancel. Button.
As you can hear, it opens Messenger, and if I touch toward the top...
Write a message. Ellipsis. Text field. Search for people in groups. TechCrunch. At TechCrunch. Jesse Malarcy. At Malarcy. Selected. Jesse Malarcy.
All right.
At Malarcy.
We'll go ahead and send it here. Now, the weird thing about this Facebook Messenger app is I can select a person, and the list stays open to select more people.
Write
but if you just
write a message,
touch
ellipsis.
Here,
text field.
In this little text field,
double tap to write a message,
it'll close
ellipsis.
That list, and then you can just hit
send button.
That send button, and off it goes. That's pretty much all there is to it. So if you're bored with the usual Facebook Messenger experience, spice it up. Get some crazy voices going, and bug your friends, because that's what I've been doing. I recommend it. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have any questions or comments, reach out on Twitter. I'm at Mike Malarcy. I appreciate it. See you guys next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.